Ah, yes. Greetings and salutations to all of my fellow music nerds and melomaniacs, my lovers of liner notes, shoegazing pedalboard pundits, vocal vagabonds, bass-thumping bohemians, knuckle-dragging drumskin slackers. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Phantom Power Music Review. This is where we geek out over songwriting, production, music theory, all of those elusive details that make great songs what they are, irregardless of genre. We're here to celebrate the art of making music and to support those artists who believe in value for value and get it and getting paid in Bitcoin. Love it. Musicians, man, we're the glue of the world. We know it. We just try to be humble about it. So this is Phantom Power Music Review. This is a listener-supported value cast. There's no ads, there's no commercials, there's no sponsors. And if it brings value into your life, I would ask that you give some of that value in return, be it with your time, your talent, or your treasure. Little pieces of Bitcoin that you are sending in on your podcasting 2.0 app like Fountain, Podverse, CurioCaster, Podcast Guru, Cast-O-Matic, True Fans, all that. Let's get into it. Let's check out Wisdom Divine and Sweet Talkin' here on the Phantom Power Music Review. I love everything about that track. I don't know too much about the artist. The artist's name is Wisdom Divine. I know they do podcasts. I know they're on Instagram. I know they do TikTok and YouTube channels. I know like they're kind of like a multimedia singer, songwriter, independent artist, like really doing the whole thing, really going at it 360 degrees. And I absolutely love everything about that track. I think it's a hit, to be honest with you. Like if I was on a major label, I'd pull that in and sign them to a development deal, because that, like, that's the type of song, such a great crossover song. But here in Nashville, man, I can see that just blowing up the clubs down on Broadway. And I'm sure, and this artist is in Texas, like the same thing. Like I can imagine playing this on the clubs in Houston or in Austin or even Dallas, and just watching everybody from all walks of life, regardless of skin color, come across and line dance to this or hip hop to this. Like, it's so stinking good. And I have said many times publicly that I'm really bothered by male country artists today, specifically white, who are culturally appropriating beats and riffs from the hip hop culture. They are doing to hip hop what Pat Boone did to rock and roll, what Pat Boone and Elvis did to Little Richard. And I love what Wisdom Divine is doing here, because he's flipping it on its head and shoving it right back in their face. Two chords all the way through, key of B, right? It's just 1/4 all the way through. Great guitar tones. Very simple. Sounds like a hollow body run through a Fender Twin with a little bit of grease on it. Love it. Love the choice of the bass line. Two things about it that I love. One, how it walks gently. And number two, how they chose a pick rather than fingers. Next thing that I love is just a cacophony of tones that come out of this track. Like, it is pulling the best of Atlanta and the 808s. And great lap steel. Like, I mean, this is such a celebration of American pop music. I just stinking love it. I love the vocal delivery, the halftime delivery, and then the full-on rap. It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. Again, like, I don't know too much about this artist. I just found this track this week. And it's a two-chord banger, man. Like, you don't have to write Bohemian Rhapsody to write a banger, you know? Great up-tempo, down-tempo, lots of breathing room for a club type vibe. I think it's a hit, and I absolutely love it. I hope you guys like that one too. All right, let's keep going. Let's do Gossip Queen by Zaclina. Let's completely strip the gears and do something completely different. This is Gossip Queen by Zaclina. Here you go.
And I bide my time. Hold back lies that try to commit a crime. And for sanity's sake, can't we just lose the blame? Oh, love, judgment, and rules. These words messing with fake, girl. You love me. Gossip Queen. Gossip Queen. And I'm tired, oh, I'm tired of explaining myself. It's exhausting. Aren't you tired, just as tired of this energy dragging down our souls, our souls, our souls? Gossip Queen. Gossip so lovely. You are lovely.
Wow. All right. That is a massive production. So whomever mixed, engineered, and produced that track deserves a huge pat on the back. The mix separation and the EQ separation on everything is really top notch. I've said many times that, like, if you really love music, do yourself a favor. Go out and get yourself a nice pair of headphones, a nice pair of cans. They call them cans because of the old soup can with a string, right? That's why they call them cans. Get yourself a nice $100 pair of cans and a nice pair of, like, 5-inch monitors at home, right? Don't listen on earbuds. Because you're going to miss out on the depth of the mix for something like this. Like, the way this song is mixed with respect to the drums and the guitars and the bass, it is so well done. Absolutely excellent separation in the EQ. And you can really hear it in a good set of monitors. Massive production. I love how this thing does not follow the 3-minute form. Like, this is full on rock opera type stuff, right? Great production. And that is, and when I'm talking production, I'm talking song structure, because you got the intro, you got a verse, a pre-chorus, a down chorus, a verse, pre-chorus, another chorus, tagged chorus, breakdown at 204, metal chorus at 254, guitar solo out, breakdown again. Like, this is like a 4-part play, right? And it's perfect for the genre, very Evanescence-like. Couple of little things that I really loved before I get to her voice. The synth buildup with the arpeggiator in that first chorus is fantastic. Again, not just the drum EQ, but the drum parts. And it's so critical when you have something like this where there's so much going on that everybody knows their place and they don't overplay. And all of the players on this got it, and whoever was producing understood that as well. The descending chord progression really stands out in that breakdown bridge. That was a nice change. Something I didn't expect, and I always love surprises like that. If this song kind of makes you feel like a waltz or almost like a polka, that's because it's in 3/4 or 6/8, however you want to count it, right? If you're counting it, and like I was tapping it out, I came in at like 185 BPM. But it's that doom, dot, dot, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, right? Like, it's got a very great feel to it in the waltz format, a rock waltz, rock opera waltz, that type of thing. Then, of course, there's the lyrics. And I think that the lyrics are exceptional on this track. They're very poignant, especially in today's world of online bullying and what teenagers and what kids have to go through that guys like me who are in their 50s didn't have to go through per se when we were growing up. I think the lyrics are exceptional on this, and I think Zaklina did a great job on that. And then, of course, you get to the main part of this whole track, which is Zaklina's absolutely stunning vocals and her exceptional command, not only of her chest voice, but her falsetto as well. Great articulation, great tone, great timbre, great pronunciation. And she really sells it well. Every line, every verse, she really sells the song well. Like, this is, and I always hate drawing comparisons to artists, but it's one of the best ways to get people to understand it. But this is very much like Evanescence. Like this is another one of those artists, another one of those songs, like the one that we did to start off the show, which was Sweet Talking by Wisdom Divine, where like if I was a major label, I'd be like, who in the wide world of sports is this? My gosh, really? She's local. She's in Nashville. All right, let's get her on a development deal and see what happens. Like this is just an example of great independent work, and I'm really thrilled she's here in the Valleyverse. Amazing voice, great lyrics, great production. I love how it doesn't stick to the 3-minute format. You know, like when you get into the heavy rock, rock opera, rock theater type stuff, it shouldn't, right? Like that. And whoever produced this song did a fantastic job of sticking to the story. So that is Gossip Queen by Zaklina, who is a Nashville artist. And I love that track. The vocals kill me every time that I hear it. So I hope you guys enjoyed that too. All right, let's keep it going then. Let's do a song from another Nashville artist, Zoe Miles. And this was an entirely self-produced song. And it's called Miss Me. Let's check it out here on the Phantom Power Music Review.
I know you miss me, 'cause I'd miss me too. I'd feel so stupid if I was you. You had it good, now you've got nothing at all, except for regret. Miss me with all that talk. You took a good girl with a big red heart, turned it black as a sky with no stars. Gave me scars that won't fade, I'll take them to the grave, just like I love it died that day.
Nothing like a good snarky breakup song. I love the lyrics on this. There's a lot that I love about this song. But let me talk about the lyrics first of all. Snarky breakup songs are always awesome. And this, just, you know, from the perspective of somebody who got dumped, I think it's great. Yeah, you know, and it really doesn't matter that it's a female voice. Like, it would work on either side, anybody who got dumped. I think The lyrics are, they make perfect sense, really solid use of common phrases to build the hook of a song. Great. Now, and all right, so let's talk about some of the other things that I love about this. Like, on the surface, your brain thinks that you're hearing the same progression all the way through, 64-17, right? We're in G sharp minor. But Zoe does a really nice job of throwing in the three a couple of times to kind of throw you off. Like, if you sit down and work this out on a piano, you're like, are we in G sharp minor or are we in B major, right? So this is a very deceptive little track, and I love that. I love how you can take something that doesn't have that on the surface doesn't have a lot of chords, but then you go, oh, wait a second, I could flip it around, and the reality is it's much deeper once you start diving into it. So I love it because it's deceptive. That's number one. Number two, the song is in 4/4, but it swings. It swings hard. I remember a comment. Well, I remember hearing an interview with Dave Brubeck after he had passed away, and he was talking about the Brandenburg Concertos and how Bach, like, if you really listen to Bach, it swings. And for whatever reason, that interview and that comment came back into my mind when I was listening to the way Zoe rolls through her phrasing over these beats and really pushes and pulls at that beat to make it swing. Doesn't have to be in 3/4 for it to swing, right? I know you miss me, I'd miss me too. Like, it just, you know, like, it's like a, the way she vocally presents this thing, it's like a big bowling ball hanging on the bottom of a rope and somebody just pushed it. Right? Really great. I also love the placement of the guitar riff down in the lower octave. So there's a nice separation between that guitar riff and where her vocal presence is going to lie. Great mix. Very, very simple. Didn't need to be outlandish. Didn't need to be anything crazy. And with a nice focus on the vocal delivery, and her pronunciation is great, the timbre is great, and the melody is fantastic. It's very memorable, right? This is a really good example of what they call bedroom pop. And when they say bedroom pop, they mean basically like the whole thing was produced at home in the bedroom, right? I tell you what, man, like, this really shows Zoe's depth, not only of writing, but her production skills as well. And that is a lethal combination in a good way, because a lot of artists don't take the time to understand the back end of the tech, right? Like, if you go back to the interview I did with Abby Muir a couple of months ago over on the Artist Hour, she talked a lot about, like, I love being in the studio and stacking vocals and messing around with Pro Tool. I can't remember if it was Pro Tools or Logic that she uses, but like, she really dives into the tech building part of it and understand using the tech as a tool. And you can really tell that Zoe does the same thing here. So I think this is a fantastic pop song, fits right perfectly in the genre, beats great, relatable to both sides, to, you know, whether you're a guy or a girl or whatever, and you've been the, you know, doesn't matter what gender you are, if you're the one who got dumped, this song will relate to you. Yeah, you can relate to it. Great stuff. Really great stuff. And another artist that I'm really excited for to have in the value verse. So that's my review on that one. Hey, let's do some thank yous, shall we? What do you say, PW?
Let's begin, shall we?
Okay, let's do it. Lots of sats coming in over the last couple of weeks for all the different shows. John SBRT, Chad F, Borson Globber, Alan C. Paul, Joe Martin. Thanks, Joe. Looking forward to seeing you here in a couple of weeks. By the way, Joe Martin playing at the Vinyl Lounge July 25th. Yours truly might be on bass. I will be. I shouldn't say might. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sandy Meyer, thank you for all the boosts and zaps. Joel W., thank you. Batvin321. Chad, dude, can't thank you enough, man. You are always chiming in and listening. Love it. Salty Crayon, hope you're doing well down in Texas, amigo. Nimzobit, N-I-M-Z-O-B-I-T. Okay, cool. That's a cool name. Dig those sats coming in, the boost. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah, Chad, I agree with you on the double shot, by the way. Like, that was a fun episode. Took me a little while longer to put it together than I thought. Nate Jonovan, listening and loving. Thanks, man. Thank you. This space is better with your music in it, dude. Just listening. Another nice boost coming in from that dude. Guy Smiley. Thank you. Radio. I know who you are. Thanks, dude. Sam Sethi, Rick, that's all like lowercase Rick. Whoever lowercase Rick is, thanks for the boost, man. That was awfully kind of you. Fritz the Cat, love this comment. I have been looking for a place like this since KEXP stopped the Music That Matters podcast. Dude, my absolute pleasure. And I know KEXP well. I lived in Seattle for 5 years. I also want to thank Paul Allen, Ripcord, Eric PP, Rock and Roll Breakheart, It's Among Us, user 5381-2360. Thank you for all of those boosts. I'm Appy, Embleton, One Rational Man, Crypto Wolf, Galactic Starfish, Charlie T, Zoe, Mr. O-It-All, and then last but not least, the Dutch Duke of Decentralized Music, Mr. Adam Curry. Thank you guys all for the boosts over the last couple of weeks and for supporting all of these artists that are in this space. I hope that I get a chance to meet you in person. If you are coming here to Nashville for the Bitcoin conference, even if you don't have a ticket, I hope you'll join us at the Embassy Suites July 25th, 26th, and 27th. The Embassy Suites downtown is literally right across the street. Just cross over. I think it's De Mondrian. Just cross over the street from the convention center. Walk right into the Embassy Suites. Go upstairs to the fourth floor. 11 o'clock, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, for like 5-6 hours, we're going to have a lot of musicians from the Valueverse playing this gig. People that you guys have heard of, people that maybe I even reviewed on certain Phantom Power Music review podcasts, right? But I would love to get a chance to meet you guys in person, and I hope you spread the word. This is going to be a great location, not only to see music in Nashville, but to be able to support all these artists that are in the Valueverse and just support the whole podcasting 2.0 movement. We are working behind the scenes to make it as great of an event as we can, and I know we got a lot going on that week too. There is a gig over at the Vinyl Lounge on the 25th, and then there's some main stage activities going on during the conference, and I'm actually supposed to be on a panel. I just don't know what day I'm doing it, but we'll see. Anyways, I really hope I get a chance to meet you guys in person if you come out here for the conference, and I think that's about it. That'll wrap up Episode 22, I think it's number 22, of the Phantom Power Music Review. Smile for the mugshot, guys. I'll see you later.